can go to cdflbowlgames.com, or you can go to thesportsnetwork.com. In fact, CDFL, that's the Collegiate Developmental Football League, would like to acknowledge today's broadcast sponsor. That would be the Sports Network. 7-6, and North leads the South. And the North is going to get the ball first here in the second half. Dylan Lynch to tee it up to kick away for the South. Lynch hit a, what's that, 56-yard?
56-yarder, followed up by a 54-yarder by Ray Early to end the
Here's the kick by Lynch, and the North is going to field it deep in the back of the end zone. I really didn't think he was going to bring it out, but he will. And let's see who that man is brave enough to do that. That's for the North.
Number seven, was that who that was?
Back deep in the end zone was Rodney Brown.
No, Rodney Brown's going to be number one.
Watch this replay. I mean, look at that. Brown almost out of the back of the end zone, but he likes to bring it out to the South. Pardon me, the North gets their first shot here in the second half. And let's see who they have as quarterback. It's either going to be Chucky Looney or Mason Espinosa.
It is Chucky Looney in there to start the second half.
It is Looney. Looney played his college football at Marist College, and he'll get ready to start the second half. Before he does, we already have a whistle. Something's going on. One player coming off and another going on for the South.
It's like an equipment issue.
Yeah, I agree. All right, second half of football here in this FCS Senior Scout Bowl. Chucky Looney works from his shotgun.
Big hole.
Hands off to Larry Gaskins, who scoots through a big hole, as you said, on the right. And Gaskins, his first carry in the second half, he played at Weber International University, which you looked up.
We established in the first half it was in Florida.
Right. First down for the North. Another handoff to Gaskins. He's already up across the 32-yard line. So the North working quickly here on the ground. They'll have it on a second and five, make it second and three at their 32-yard line. And another handoff to Gaskins,
same
three
play
in a row.
Well, if you keep getting yards like that, Gary, you might as well keep running.
Yeah, if it isn't broken, don't fix it.
Which is a little bit opposite of how they started the first half, where they were throwing the ball around the field with Mason Espinosa in at quarterback.
Mitchell Coquette checks in. Also checking in is the tight end Alex Evans. They line up on the open side of the field. Another first down, first and 10 from their 35-yard line. Here's the give. Is it to Gaskins again? No, this is going to be Clifford Brown. Brown and Gaskins did most of the running for the North in the first half. No pickup on the play. It'll bring up a second down. In fact, Brown lost a play. Lost a yard, so second and 11. From the left hash mark, the North working here to begin the second half of football. Receiver is three up on the open side of the field. Back in the pocket is Looney. Breaks through. Lost the ball. It's on the ground. They scramble for it. Let's see who has it. South seems to indicate, Brian, it's theirs. But no official word yet.
There it is. South did recover.
South has it, but they have an injured player. Well, he gets up now. And the man who comes up off the ball. Check this replay. There's Looney, had the ball pop, come out. It's on the ground, and then Aaron Davis out of Mayville State drops on it and gives the South a football.
All right, let me test your knowledge before I look it up. Where's Mayville State?
I really don't know where that one is.
We'll have to look that one up. You know, Looney made a heck of an effort to break that first tackle in the sack and move forward, and then as he spun away the second time, the ball just popped loose. And
back in for the South here is Jamal Laundry Jackson, the quarterback from Appalachian State, who started the ball game for the South. He hesitates, and now the hand to Darian Robinson. Robinson down to the 35-yard line. South here, Brian, with a great field position inside the 35-yard line of the North, and the South trailing by 1.76.
Let's see if now that the offense moved the best when the quarterback from App State, Laundre Jackson, was in. So let's see if they can move the ball again and take advantage of this early turnover here in the second half.
Jamal Laundre Jackson, the quarterback. He's 6'2", 200 pounds, out of Appalachian State. Darian Robinson to his right in the backfield. Receivers left and right on a second and seven. Defense almost jumped. One, two flags. What do we have this time?
Looks like we're going to have a little movement on the offensive line, Gary.
Let's see now. In the first half, what was it, three times in a row the North jumped off sides?
Yes, it was. Gave him a first down, in fact.
There you see right there. The movement there.
The right guard. Didn't know the snap count looked like that time. By the way, Mayville State is in Mayville, North Dakota.
Whoa, you know that's cold.
Again, another kid who's glad to be here playing this weekend.
Yeah.
With this weather as opposed to being at home.
Of course, you could access the weather and tell us what the weather is in North Dakota tonight.
I really don't want to know.
I'm
enjoying the 65 degrees it still is here in Myrtle Beach.
Second and 12 for the South at the North 40-yard line. Long count by Laundrie Jackson takes the snap. Quick pass over on the right side, in and out of the hands of the receiver. I don't think they're going to call that a complete pass.
Nope, there it is, a line judge coming out saying incomplete. He never completed the process on that.
The intended receiver, Brian Johnson. First time we've called Johnson's name. Quick pass there. Johnson had it. One, two, not, never had possession.
Wasn't ever able to put it away before the DB knocked it out of his hands. Good call by the official there.
Brian Johnson is a catamount. He played at Western Carolina University, which is in Cullowhee, North Carolina.
Bravo. Bravo.
Third and 12. South can't pick up anything. So they'll try it again here. Third and 12, still at the North 39-yard line. They bring everybody up on defense.
Looks like
they're going to blitz. Long count, snap,
Laundrie
Jackson back under pressure, going to be dropped. Second time tonight that's happened. The South just comes almost unabated.
Don't steal my word, Gary. That was number three.
Randolph Tribble.
Yep, that's the second time he's blitzed the corner like that. No one's picked him up. They didn't adjust very well. You can see it coming. They didn't grab him. And here's the thing. That sack, they lost about 15 yards on that. They were in the field goal range of Dylan Lynch before that. It would have been about another 56-yard attempt.
I think Dylan ranges from Greenville over.
Well, inside the stadium seems to be ranged. Halftime, he came out and was kicking some more. And you made the comment he was making them from how far back?
He was teeing it up at the 35. I think he got close.
Yeah.
Here's the punter. And I believe this is Chad Cinzini, who will punt for the South. So the North is going to have the football back here in a moment.
It looks like they're going to get it around the 15-yard line since there. Oh, are they covering punts this time?
Looks like they are. They can't make up their mind. The ball jackknifes out of bounds after a 45-yard punt by Chad Cinzini. You're right. Now, in the first half, we all noticed they weren't rushing the punter nor on field goal attempts.
And they weren't also going down and covering the punts either.
Right.
It was just an automatic fair catch wherever you caught the ball. But that time looked like a real punt play.
Yeah, it did.
So I wonder if one of the coaches got together at halftime and said, the punts are too boring. Let's play ball.
Well, the rest of the play seems to be real. Why not make the punts?
Makes sense to me.
North takes over. Chucky Looney, the quarterback, from his 20-yard line.
Nice cut.
Turns, hands off to the first man coming out of the backfield. That's
right,
Clifford
there.
Brown.
Who's that on the tackle, number 26? Travis Crosby, I believe the first time we called his name tonight, from North Carolina A&T.
Here's the nice step there by Brown. A nice open field tackle.
Crosby closed that gap. Hurry, looked like he had some room to run and came and shut it down.
Looney back in the pocket. Guess what? Same man gets to him. Drops him.
Sack. So we don't call his name at all. Now we call it back-to-back plays.
Devontae Bush. By the way, the Sports Network is the official presenter of the FCS Awards, including the Walter Payton, the Eddie Robinson, the Buck Buchanan, and the Jerry Rice Awards. SportsNetwork.com provides full FCS game coverage from editorial to scoring to statistics. In addition, the Sports Network produces the most recognized top 25 poll in the country, the Players of the Week, as well as the pre- and the postseason All-American announcement. The Sports Network is your one-stop sports authority here for the FCS.
Third down pass play goes incomplete. Not a very good pass at all. Well behind the receiver. They're going to bring on the punter.
The Sports Network, your one-stop spot for the FCS. I think that's what I should say. Well, here comes a punt by the North.
Now let's see if they play it for real on this punt attempt.
Their punter has been consistent. It's been Mac Zura throughout the evening. He punts from his five, and this time they've got a rush on. Now, whether or not they're going to come through with it, it's down by the North at the 50-yard line.
Yep, looked like they just got across the half. Looks like the 49-yard line here.
Chris Maykrantz downed it at the 49-yard line, so just 1 yard inside the South territory. Here on the replay, see Maykrantz like, uh-oh, should have let that ball roll.
I think he turned up to look for the ball, and it bounced right to him. He didn't know what to do, so he just caught it.
South takes over. Jamal Landry, Jackson, the quarterback. 9:30 to play, third quarter. 7-6 lead by the North. Out of the shotgun, Landry Jackson. Long count, has receivers left and right, two on each side. Back in the pocket.
Blitz coming again.
Under pressure. He's going down. Another sack. This time it's for the North.
Anthony Morales, linebacker out of Weber State.
Which is in Ogden, Utah.
You're sharp. You're sharp. I like it. That's about the fourth blitz the North has put on the South offense today, that the offensive line did nothing, didn't even touch the blitzer. They've got to recognize that better if they're going to do anything on offense. Their offense just keeps going backwards.
Loss of five, a second and 15 from the South. They work from their own 38-yard line again from the shotgun. Here's Jackson, Landre Jackson. Looks like a blitz shown by the North. They've been blitzing freely throughout the evening. They bring quite a few, but the pass is in the air and incomplete up across midfield. And the intended receiver was Thomas Winters. Speaking of Ogden, Utah, I have broadcast baseball. I'm trying to think of the name of that baseball stadium, the Ogden Raptors.
And that is why you know where that school is.
Oh, sure. South screaming for some flags. None occurring, so it brings up a third and 15.
What kind of flag were they calling?
I don't know what they were lobbying for. Looked like a good, yeah, I agree. 8:43 to play, third quarter, 7-6. North hangs under a precarious one-point lead. Here's the snap. Quick pass, complete, up on the right side, 45, 46, almost up to the 50-yard line.
Barry Ford, first time we called his name today, wide receiver, 6'2", 183 pounds out of Lamar University.
Lamar is in Texas, Beaumont, Texas.
Yes. I knew Texas.
You got Texas covered.
I had Texas. I had it that it was Texas.
Don't mess with Texas.
That's right.
Coming on to punt for the South is Emmanuel Nunez. He'll punt from his 35 back at his 10-yard line for the North. Looks like that's Clifford Brown. Now some confusion on the South's part. They have to get a couple of guys in there. You have to have the correct amount of people on the field.
Well, it helps.
Those are the rules.
Yes.
Let's see if they rush the punter this time. 7:53 to go, third quarter. Here's the punt. No rush.
They drop back.
They're going to cover it. Set up a punt return. Brown calls for a fair catch. Lets it go. Ball hits the ground. And jackknifes out of bounds down at the North 16-yard line. So that's where they'll tee it up.
Doesn't look like they're rushing the punter, but at least they are going down and covering it this half instead of just everybody standing still and letting a guy call for a fair catch.
You know, not every player on the roster has gotten in the ball game tonight. We should just go down the list and see if we know where these schools are. How about Eastern Kentucky?
That is in the state of Kentucky.
Correct. It's in Richmond, Kentucky.
In Richmond, yes.
Gardner-Webb, which is in the Big South.
It is in the Big South, and I probably should know, and I don't. That's
Boiling Springs, North Carolina.
There's
a flag. Incomplete pass interference is going to be called. The South intended receiver. We're going to check it on the replay here. You can see this pass interference.
He hooked him.
There's Mason Espinosa firing into the middle of the field.
Anytime you put that backside hand in him, Gary, grab him on the shoulder or the arm and twist him around and turn him away from the ball, they're going to throw that flag every time.
Okay, looking for Montel Allen. And it brings up a first and 10 for the North up at their 22-yard line. 7-6, one-point lead by the North. 7:30 to play, third quarter. Hand off to Clifford Brown. Brown on the left side. May have gotten back to the line of scrimmage. Not much more than that.
He's getting a lion's share of the work so far here to start the second half.
Let's see now. Clifford at 5'7", 175. He's from Marion University. I do not know where Marion University is.
That's another one we'll have to look up.
It's a second and nine. Back in the pocket, Espinosa. Pass complete over on his right side. Not much on that. He finds over there Vaughn Cross. Cross out of Methodist College, which is over in Fayetteville, North Carolina. And it's going to bring up a third. They may have even lost a yard. There's the catch by Cross, and the defender quickly closing on Cross, the defender Andre Carter. They say he actually lost a yard. It was a second and nine. Now it's a third and ten for the south, for the north, pardon me. Back in the pocket, Espinosa. Pass hits the dirt in the up around the 30. I'm sure somebody got a hand on that, Brian.
They got a lot of pressure on him. That's for sure. He ended up on his back. Whatever adjustments the South defense has made at halftime is to get some pressure on the quarterback certainly worked, because in the first half, as we discussed, Espinosa had all day back there in the pocket. He hasn't had a second to throw so far to start of the second half.
Not much happening here in the second half. These two teams kind of ping-ponging back between the 30-yard lines. Here's Matt Maczura, the punter, to come on for the North. He'll stand at his 8-yard line.
Marion University looks like the main campus is in Indianapolis.
All right. Quite a few schools in Indianapolis. Butler, Marion, we know now. Here's the punt.
Another short punt.
Another short one, you're right. Takes a real dead bounce and is down at the north 49-yard line, down there by one of the up men. And the South, that was down by Rodney Brown, pardon me, and the South is going to have the football. 6:32 to play third quarter. And the South is going to bring back out Jamal Laundrie Jackson, the quarterback. They've gone with two quarterbacks primarily tonight. Brady Attaway, the other quarterback. They have a third quarterback on the roster there, Brian. His name is Jonathan Charles, but we have not seen him.
Have not. He's from UNC Pembroke. And looking down on the sideline, I don't even know if I see a number 13 in uniform.
Snap here to Laundrie Jackson. Pass over the right side. Complete right there to Thomas Winters. Winters steps out of bounds. Picked up about 3 yards. Winters out of University of Arkansas at Pine Bluff.
That's in Pine Bluff, Arkansas, by the way.
What's that?
It's in Pine Bluff, Arkansas, by the way.
As you look at the map, see the map of Arkansas in your mind, Pine Bluff, I think, is up in the northeast corner.
I believe you are correct again. You're just a geographical genius. You got a lot of spare time, don't
you? I have a lot of spare time.
All those bus trips in your baseball broadcasting career. You read the Atlas when you're out on the road.
Late night bus trips, headphones in, Rand McNally on my lap. Second and eight for the South at the north 47-yard line from the shotgun. Here's the snap to Laundrie Jackson, but maybe not.
False start. Derek Okafor, right guard out of Southwest Baptist University. I'm going to guess that's in Texas.
You got me on that one. Maybe Arizona. But it's kind of a generic name, Southwest Baptist University. Second and 13 for the South. They come out of the huddle. Three receivers up top, one down to the bottom, and one running back stays back there with Laundrie Jackson. Jackson into a count. Takes a snap. Steps. Pass out on the flat. Complete again to Thomas Winters. Winters up across the midfield area. Picks up 3 yards, and that's going to bring up a third down.
Big hit there on the outside. Take him down. Makes it, what, third and eight?
And a third and 13. Let's take a look. Quick step back. Pass out. Complete to Winters. Trying to get up to the midfield area. Can't. Going to be hit right there. You see, and knocked down. A pickup of a couple. Third and seven. So Southwest Baptist is where?
Boulevard, Missouri. We were both wrong.
Boulevard?
Yes. Boulevard, Missouri.
Bolivar.
Okay.
How's that? Like Simon Bolivar.
You say tomato?
You're right. 5 minutes to go, third quarter. We debate pronunciations. And the game proceeds in front of us. Third and seven. Jackson back. Has time. Pushed out of the pocket. Rolling right.
Better get
rid of it. tosses it upfield. They could call intentional grounding, I believe.
I think he was outside the pocket. I think he'll be all right there.
I agree.
They were questioning, but I think they're going to say it was okay.
Fourth and seven, so the South will punt away. Coming on the punt, let's see if it's either going to be Chad Zinzini. It is Chad Zinzini out of Tennessee Tech, which is in Cookeville, Tennessee. And I believe that's where Mack Brown grew up.
So what's he going to do?
I don't know.
What he's done in Texas.
You mean, do I think he'll keep coaching?
I don't think he's going to coach.
No, I don't think he will.
Is he going to take one of those made-up positions on the staff?
It's a high punt. Way down.
Nice.
Down at the 3-yard line by the South. I think what will capture more of people's attention that keep up with that kind of goings-on is who is the next coach. Unless they announced someone today and I didn't see it.
They did not. Andre Carter out of LaGrange hustled down there to down the ball at the 3-yard line.
The North will have the football deep in their own territory. Their quarterback is Mason Espinosa. He actually has to work out of the end zone from the shotgun. 4:41 to play, third quarter. And the North has to be careful here not to get a safety. Quick pass out on the right flat is complete. Pickup of 3 yards. The receiver over there is Cam Richmond. He's pushed out of bounds.
Yeah, quick out pass. You could almost bank on that happening. Just try to give him a little more breathing room, get him out of the end zone.
Here on the replay, you see he got rid of that Espinosa quickly. That's a pickup of 3. A second and 7 from their own 5-yard line. Rodney Brown. He brings it out a couple more yards. They need to get a first down here to get a little bit of room.
Yeah, it's the North side, which had most of the momentum throughout most of the first half. The South got a little bit there at the end, getting a couple of long field goals, and they've carried that momentum over here to the beginning of the third quarter.
Mason Espinosa checking those plays on his wristband, takes a snap, looking upfield. Slant pass inside to Stephen Morris.
Threw it behind him.
Morris can't hang on. That's going to bring up a fourth down. And the North is going to have to punt from their end zone. See the pass just a little bit behind, Steve.
He had room if he leads him here. He'd definitely have the first down if he puts that on the spot.
Matt Maxura in to punt again. It seems to me here so far in this third quarter, these teams have just kind of been going back and forth.
Not much has happened. Beyond the 50-yard line this time.
Maxura punts from his own end zone. Maxura out of Georgetown. I think that's Georgetown College. I'm not sure if that's University Georgetown. I'm assuming it's Georgetown, Kentucky.
You know that a lot of these guys probably don't normally play on special teams. Seems like every time they go to punt, they have to call extra guys onto the field. Guys aren't sure they're supposed to be out there.
Here's the punt. Fair catch.
No. Nope,
it was fielded.
Oh, fumble.
And then there's a fumble. The ball is loose, and the North is going to recover at the South 45-yard line. I thought for a moment that a fair catch had been called by Rion Richardson.
Big mistake by not. He should have called for a fair catch there.
Here's Richardson kind of come away with it. The ball is stripped on the ground, and it's recovered by the North.
Great play in pursuit of the strip, and then the ball recovered by – didn't catch a number on who recovered it.
I think it was Gavin Miller who recovered that for the North. So here comes Chucky Looney back into quarterback the North, and the North with a chance to maybe open up a little bit of room, and a flag is called – or, pardon me, a flag and a penalty is going to be called on the North. Illegal motion, I think, or false start
on the line. Get a little sloppy here in the beginning of the second half.
The second half has not generated too much. 3:43 to play in the third quarter, and Looney works from the shotgun, and he's going to hand off to first man out of the backfield, and that's Larry Gaskins. Gaskins has done quite a bit of running tonight, the bulk of the running. Gaskins gets popped right there behind the line of scrimmage. By the time he gets to the line of scrimmage, he has no chance. So no pickup on the play. In fact, a loss, a second and 17 back in the shotgun. Looney fires upfield, finds a man up at the 50-yard line. That's going to be Vaughn Cross, the wide receiver, but still
it's only
way
a gain
short.
Of three. There, he was hitting the shotgun, and then he backed up about 7 yards to throw that ball.
A third and 14 for the North. Looney checks a place, looks at Gaskins to his right. Gaskin in the backfield. Three receivers up top, one down to the short side of the field. Back in the pocket.
Blitz coming.
He's flushed out, rolling to his left, throws downfield, throws it away.
Oh.
And a late flag and a hit out of bounds late.
I think they're calling a late hit on the quarterback. It's automatic first down.
There was one late hit in the first half called out of bounds. It's really only the second time that's happened. The officials are discussing this, but I think you're right. It's going to be against the South.
That wasn't a late hit. They called roughing the passer.
Is that an automatic?
It's 15 yards it automatic. Is, yeah. Yeah, personal foul, automatic first down.
A first and 10 here now for the North. That's going to take them into South territory. They walk it off, and the North is going to have the football first and 10 at the South 41-yard line on the left hash mark. And the North with a one-point lead here, 7-6, so if they could come away with, you know, a field goal or a touchdown, the way the game's going, they might feel fairly comfortable. 2:39 to play, third quarter, first and 10 at the South 42-yard line. Chucky Looney's going to stay in as the quarterback. He'll take Vaughn Cross and put him up on the top along with Alex Evans. And he'll keep Gaskins in the backfield, Larry Gaskins. And sooner or later, the officials have to let this game proceed. Now they walk. Wait a minute. They walk off down to the 35, Brian.
Apparently, they didn't mark it off properly the first time.
Guess not. So a first and 10 for the North at the FCS 35-yard line. And here we go. Receivers left and right. Gaskins in the backfield. Chucky Looney, the quarterback. Delayed handoff.
Oh, big hole.
And gives to Clifford Brown. Brown out of the backfield. Not Gaskins. Pardon me, Brown. Picks up a couple of yards, takes it inside the South 30-yard line. What do you got?
They did a good job of closing that hole up quick. It looked like he was going to go for a lot more yards. The safety came up and made a nice tackle in the open field.
Here's the give again to Brown.
The North's really picking up the tempo again here on offense, Gary, and it seems to be working. Out there speeding up the pace again.
2:15 to play, third quarter. North on the move, snap to Looney. Whistle as the snap is delivered to Looney. And this is the back judge. What do we have here? They got delay a game or offside on the South. Oh, pardon me, the North.
What they call false start.
Yeah, false start. So that's going to back the North up a couple of yards. It'll bring up a first and 15 at the South 28-yard line. 7-6, the North leading. 2:10 to go here in the third quarter. Three receivers up top. Brown stays in the backfield. That's Clifford Brown. And again, a flag. What the heck is going on?
Been pretty sloppy here in this whole third quarter. We've had more flags already in this third quarter than we've had in the whole first half. Another false start on the offense.
Well, sooner or later, they have to play football. And now the South, I think, is going to call a timeout, maybe go over some fundamentals.
I don't know. It the way they've just moved, the ball has just been moved approximately 40 yards in the last 2 minutes, Gary, and none of it by actual play.
Has either team gone past the other's 30 here? I don't think they have.
This will be the first time, actually. Well, now they're back behind it after the two penalties, but the North finally, with the help of the penalties, the roughing the passer got in there. As good as the offense looked for the North in the first half, I got to tell you, it's looked just as bad in the second half.
I would say it's been stellar. By the way, you're listening and or watching on one of two ways. You can go to CDFL, which stands for the College or Collegiate Developmental Football League, so you can go to CDFLBowlGames.com. or on the sportsnetwork.com. And my understanding is the podcast will be available immediately following the game. I know last night's game, the American-European game, was available for podcast pretty quick. In fact, we think your dad picked that broadcast up earlier.
He did earlier this afternoon. In fact, I just got a text from him. They're listening to the first half of this game now. So it's that quick.
They're listening to the first half.
Right now.
2 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Looney takes a snap, gives to Clifford Brown, closing in quickly and making the tackle for the South. Man, that was a great tackle. Let's try to see if we can get that on instant replay.
Here it comes
right here. This. Man, you're talking about closing.
That was good. That was good coming behind from Devontae Bush, UNC Pembroke. We've called his number a couple of times tonight.
Looney rolling to his right, flings it out of bounds. Now, wait a minute. Wait, you said your mom and dad listening to the first half?
They're listening to tonight's first half.
Well, they could listen right now.
Listen, they're not all that great with computers.
I don't mind if they listen to the first half. But my understanding is you could listen live. Or look at it two for one. They can listen to the first half, and then the second half will be coming up.
Either way.
A minute 30 to play in the third quarter. A 3rd-and-19 for the North at the South 20, well, make it 31-yard line. That's a long way to go. 3rd-and-19 from the shotgun. Here's the snap to Chucky Looney. Straight back, fires upfield, finds his tight end. Alex Evans down at the 20 to the 19. Still short of a first down, Brian.
Now, but that does make it a much more manageable field goal try. Looks like it'll be, 36-yarder, where prior it would have been a 46-yarder. So,
and let's see. They're going to bring out the punter, Matt Mac-Zura. So Mac-Zura will try they're going to play the 38-yard field goal.
So he's a multi-talented kicker. He's a punter and a place kicker.
He's been punting all night. This is his first attempt at a field goal. 38-yard off the left hash mark. He's trying to give the North a 10-6 lead. The snap, the kick is up, and it certainly has got enough strength.
And it's good.
They don't try to rush on the pass, however. On the field goal attempt.
That they did not change. They started playing regular punts, but on the field goal attempts, they're not rushing.
Checking the replay, you can see that had plenty right down the middle. It's a 10-6 lead, still a close ball game, obviously, with 33 seconds to play in the third quarter. Gary Griffith here at Dugshaw Stadium. That MB you see on your screen, that's from Myrtle Beach. That's where we are, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Brian Steffen here with me tonight. We're literally about two blocks off the Atlantic Ocean, right?
Yes, we are.
Maybe three.
It's a short walk. It's a short walk on a gorgeous night.
Oh, yeah.
Here in Myrtle Beach.
Considering it's December 20.
Today's the first day of winter, and it was 76 degrees today here.
Can't complain.
Nope. And that's why those of us that are from the north and moved here like it here.
33 seconds remaining third quarter. And it's a 10-6 lead by the FCS North schools over the FCS South schools, in case you are wondering what this game consists of. It's called the FCS Senior Scout Bowl. And our thanks to Prodigy Launch. That's why you're listening and or watching this game. That's Mr. Matt Burkhead. He does a great job. And Matt's company puts on a lot of broadcasts, a lot of work with lacrosse.
They do. And you can check out Prodigy Launch on Twitter. It's just that, at Prodigy Launch.
All right. David Lopez will come on kick away for the North. South has two men back standing at their own 5-yard line. Lopez boots it. It's going to be a little bit short, fielded by one of the up men for the South, Darian Robinson. Robinson returns it across the 20 to the 25.
I feel like there's a little bit of a breeze on the R left to right now as you're looking at it, or if you're watching the game, or if you can listen left to right as we talk. That kick certainly looked like a wedge shot when you're golfing and you hit it into the wind. It just kind of balloons and drops straight down.
Well, you're a golf aficionado, so you're going to start dropping all kind of lingo on me that I may not be able to keep up
with. Well, that's all right. You know, I'll drag you along. No worries. I mean, we aren't a golf capital of the world. Shame on you for not being a little more up on your golf speed.
Thanks for your kind words.
No problem, my friend. Anytime.
It's, let's see, 28 seconds to go, third quarter. The South with the football, and they keep Londre Jackson in as quarterback. Jamal Londre Jackson from Appalachian State University. And he's going to hand off to the first man out of the backfield. That's Darian Robinson. That almost looked like a confused play. Not a bust, you know, a messed up play, but a little bit of confusion. Watch this handoff. Watch. Those two running backs almost crisscross into each other.
Is that part of that, some of those fancy confusion moves they try to do with the spread offense these days? I don't know.
Well, it may be intended. I'm just not sure it's efficient.
I don't think it is either.
There's the third quarter coming to an end. 10-6. North leads the South. One more quarter to play. We'll step away for a brief break. We'll be back. We'll have the fourth quarter for you in a moment. Fourth quarter. It's a 10-6 lead by the North. The South opens up the fourth quarter with a handoff here to Darian Robinson around the right side across the 40 up near midfield. That'll be a first down for the South, Brian.
That'll be the biggest gainer of the evening for the South.
Certainly of the second half.
On the land or the air, I believe.
Here's Robinson. He had a notion to duck inside. Gets out around that linebacker right there. Nice game by Darian Robinson up across the 40, almost to the 50. So a first down for the South. They have it first and 10 at their 49, 50-yard line, give or take a few inches. South could take the lead if they score here with a touchdown.
Be interesting to see if they can punch it in for a touchdown. They pretty much have been stalling out right around this part of the field all night on offense.
South keeps Brian Attaway in now as the quarterback. Quick drop, pass complete up on the right side, complete there to Thomas Winters.
Well, I think we're probably going to see Attaway the rest of the way based on what they did in the first half. You had Laundrie Jackson got the first quarter and Attaway played second. Then Laundrie Jackson just finished up the third quarter. So I think that's where we're going to be the rest of the way, barring an injury.
Nice tiptoeing of the sideline there by Thomas Winters. So a pickup of five, a second and five. The ball now inside the North territory at the North 45-yard line on the right hash mark with 14 minutes to go in this football game. The FCS Senior Scout Bowl, to be precise. From the shotgun, the snap to Attaway. Steps back, fires up on the right side. This time completes it to Maurice Woodard. Woodard out of Lincoln University, which is in Missouri. Now, where in Missouri, I don't know. Look at that. Just steps back, fires up on the right side. Now, if the defense is going to give that cushion, then the South could nickel and dime their way down the field.
Well, they're just shy of the – I thought that got them the first down, but it looks like they're just shy of it. Looks like maybe about a half yard short.
You are correct. Third and one. The clock moving, 13 and a half to play. The South needs 1 yard to pick up a first down. They have it at the North 41-yard line. And in the backfield now is Arnold Walker. He'll line up behind the quarterback, Brady Attaway. Walker played ample time in the first half. Actually, an I-back formation. The give is to Walker. He gets nothing. Doesn't even make it back to the line of scrimmage, Brian.
Well, he lost 3 yards. It looked like the offensive line forgot that the play was started. There were six white jerseys in on that tackle in the backfield.
Loss on the play brings up a fourth down, and the South is going to have to punt. Coming in is Emmanuel Nunez. He'll punt. standing at his 42-yard line, dropping back deep for the North. It's going to be, let's see.
Is that number three back there?
Randolph Tribble. Tribble back at the 10-yard line. And if the pattern continues, they're not going to rush the punter anyway.
No.
Clock moving, 12:21 to go, fourth quarter, and then we'll call it an evening, and one of these teams will leave with a win. Obviously, one will not.
See if he pitches deep.
Punt. Angles away from Tribble. Bounces inside the 20. Still inside the 10. Nice roll. And the South is going to down it at the 6-yard line. And that's where the North is going to tee it up. That was for you. Tee it up.
I appreciate that. I caught that golf. See, and you say you don't know anything about golf. Now, let's see if the North can get back to moving the ball like they did in the first half. They sped up the offense. They were playing quickly and moving it around the field. And it looks like Chucky Looney's staying in at quarterback.
Chucky is a quarterback. He's almost working out of his own end zone. Stands out in front at the 1-yard line and hands off to Clifford Brown.
No, he kept it.
No, he kept it. You're right.
Big and fake.
Down the left side goes Looney. Gets it all the way out up close to the 30.
That may be the first time he's kept it on that.
I think you're right.
That handoff, which is why it pulled both of us at first, because they've been handing that off every time. You see here on the replay, he made the fake, and everybody bid it on it. Everybody dove in hard, and he had a wide open lane.
That's a great fake. Fake me out. I absolutely know. You're right. That was the first time he's kept it tonight. So a first and 10. And now the give is to Brown. Brown stutter steps right through a big hole. Gets up close to the 40-yard line.
15-yard jaunt right there on a big hole right up the gut. Good block by the offensive. Good push there.
And another first down. Pardon me. That is Larry Gaskins. And again, the give to Gaskins. 40, 45, 50 inside the South territory to the South 48. Another first down. Well, the South moving it on the ground. I agree with you. Why stop now?
Well, yeah, the North sped the offense back up again. Like I said, see if they can move it. In the first half, they're moving it by the air. Looks like here in the second half, they've chosen to go to the ground.
They give again to Gaskins. He'll make it inside the 40 down to the 43-yard line of the South. A pickup of three. It will bring up a second and 7 with 11 minutes to play. Now, if the South could score, they need a touchdown to take the lead. They trail 10-6.
The North has the ball now.
I mean the North, pardon me.
They could assert themselves with a solid lead if they could get in here and score.
From the shotgun, here's the snap to Chucky Looney. Drops back. Everybody covered. He keeps it. Gets maybe back to the line of scrimmage. I don't think he'll even make it back to the line of scrimmage.
Here's a replay. That looked like a design. I can't tell if that was a bust or a design, but either way, it didn't work.
Whatever he saw out there on his right, you can see he didn't like it, so he keeps it. He Looney.
And he turned around and he ran right into the defensive end who was standing there waiting for him.
Third and 7, 10.5 minutes to play. Looney keeps Clifford Brown right there to his left, and as receivers up top and down below on your screen, blitz is shown. Here comes
right up the
South
middle.
Defense. Looney escapes the
He's
50,
the
45,
down.
40, down to the 30, out of bounds at the 28-yard line. A first down for the North.
That was a jailbreak blitz right up the middle, Gary. And Looney did a heck of a job avoiding the linebacker, came right up the middle and tucking and running. And obviously all the patterns were deep, and it looked like with the blitz it was man-to-man coverage, and none of the defensive backs turned around and saw him.
Second nice gain on the ground by the quarterback, Chucky Looney. Right as Looney takes a snap, the whistles resound. And we have a timeout, I believe, called by the South, right?
Yep, timeout, South.
South calls a timeout. We'll keep it here.
South coach doesn't look very happy as he calls that timeout.
My understanding is, and I think I'm correct, that if you'd like to download the podcast of last night's game, the European, what they call the EAC, European American Challenge game, that is available on Prodigy Launch. The first game today was between the NAIA schools and the D2 schools. That should be available. If not now, then pretty soon. And then tonight's game, this FCS Senior Scout Bowl, should be available very soon for a podcast. If you'd like to download it, go to Prodigy Launch. Mr. Matt Burkhead of Prodigy Launch has done a great job.
Yeah, those guys are doing a fantastic job keeping the video going. We've got the great video coverage and the replays for us and take care of us up here in the booth. Having a great time up here. It's having fun to be up here with you, buddy. We've never done anything like this before. I've always just listened to your smooth tones over the airways. I've never been able to share the booth with you. This is a lot of fun.
That ends today. You're here.
A one-time show only.
Grab that podcast while you can. Intended receiver didn't seem to be looking in the right direction for the north. That was Cam Richmond.
It's too bad. He was open.
Yeah, he was. It's a second and 10. Let's check the replay on this. Watch Richmond there up at the top. Looney drops back. And the pass a little bit over the head of Richmond.
I think if he'd turned his head around a little quicker, he still might have been able to get his hands on it.
Second and 10 at the south 28-yard line. The north has the ball, trying to add to their 10-6 lead. Chucky Looney drops straight back. Plenty of time. Now he's flushed out. Going to keep him himself. Getting down close to the 21-yard line. And it's going to bring up a third down. See how much they give Looney on this pickup of five. So a third and five with 9:38 to play in the ball game. The North leading the South 10-6. Looney keeps it. Gaskins in the backfield. Looney into a long count. Somebody jumped. Looked like two or three guys jumped on the defense.
Are they calling a false start? False start on the offense. So they're going to be back up 5 yards. More penalty flags on the north offense, which is really, they've been shooting themselves in the foot the whole second half.
Well, the third quarter was just kind of a stuttering quarter. Teams went back and forth. Here in the fourth quarter, the North with a chance to possibly take the lead. They have it third and 10 at the South 28-yard line. South showing blitz, and here they come.
Get rid of it.
Looney cannot get rid of it. He's going to go down. Well, you saw that one coming.
Sure. He was able to avoid the last big blitz, and it looked like he tried to do it again instead of throwing it. He tried to tuck and run, and there was just way too many red jerseys right in front of him. So now they're looking at
they're going to tee it up at the 41. That's a 51-yard field goal. And it will be, I believe, I hope I'm pronouncing his name, Mothander. He'll try a 51-yard field goal attempt for the North.
Well, we haven't had any chip shots tonight, have we, Gary?
No. I mean, that David Lynch from Furman connected on a
56. Now, what
kind 56.
Of defense is that? They're standing up like they're doing jumping jacks.
Yeah, I don't know. Here's the kick. Wait a minute, what happened?
Wait,
or is it a fake?
Can't do that.
How can you fake when you can't let the men charge you?
Yeah, I was going to say.
I'm getting a little confused.
You certainly can't run a fake if you're not going to let the defense rush.
Look at the official. He took the ball and slammed it to the turf.
Is that the point if you do, Gary, you do that play in your backyard? Is that where somebody stops and says, hey, do-over?
Do-over.
The only thing I can think of is his foot slipped or something because they didn't even attempt to kick it. Or maybe we couldn't see. If we got the replay, did the holder drop the ball? We couldn't see because his back was to us, our vantage point. We couldn't see the ball.
I'll readily admit I've been a little confused on some of these punts and field goal maneuvers.
Well,
because
they're not playing real football on them, so it's hard.
Regardless of our opinion, here's the South taking over. Now they get a chance with 8:13 back, first and 10 from their 41-yard line. And Brady Attaway is the quarterback. He's going to send one way downfield, and it's knocked down. Good play back there on the defense.
Yeah, he threw into a little bit of double coverage there, and I think the ball got away from it a little bit. It fluttered a little bit in the air.
Emery Polly back there, the nice defensive play. First time we've called his name tonight. Emery 5'9", 175 from Brown University, which is in Providence, Rhode Island.
Well, the reason we haven't called his name very often is the South haven't been throwing that many deep pass plays that way where we need to call his name.
Actually, now that you bring it up, there haven't been many deep pass plays between either of these teams.
Not too bad.
8:08 to go, fourth quarter, no game, second and 10 for the South. Again, from their 41-yard line, looks like the North showing blitz. And the handoff is going to be on a draw play to Darian Robinson. correct myself. That's Arnold Walker. Let's look at it here. Walker delay, takes a handoff. Nice little hole there in the middle. And he picks up 5 yards. It will bring up a third and five for the South. The clock moving at 7.5 to go.
Arnold Walker from Alcorn State. Isn't that home of Steve McNair?
Yes.
Old tent, the
yes.
Houston Oilers.
Yes. Yes, which is in Mississippi. I was hesitating because I was thinking of Jerry Rice. Jerry Rice played at Mississippi Valley.
Right. Alcorn was Steve McNair.
Third and five for the South at their 46-yard line. They work off the right hash mark. Arnold still in the backfield. Here's a snap to Attaway. Oh. Under pressure. He'll go down.
Big blitz right off the edge.
Gavin Miller with the drop. Comes a replay as Miller in the backfield in a hurry. Coming off that right edge, you see him. He gets past
the left tackle
Miller.
Never even looked at him.
Well, Arnold Miller didn't pick him up coming in either.
Yeah, but the left tackle didn't even look at him. He didn't block anybody on
Arnold Miller, one of those, hey, let me step aside moves.
Hey, this is an exhibition. I don't want to get in.
6:40 to play in the ball game. North leading the South, 10-6, and a punt for the South. David Lopez.
We're starting to get to time concerns now for the South. Down 4. They need a touchdown.
Here is the punt. No punt pressure, and the fair catch is down at the 25-yard line by the North's Clifford Brown. So the North will now have the ball. First and 10 with 6:21 to play in the ball game. And the North, if they can sustain it on the ground, as they did a moment ago with Chucky Looney, can maybe eat some time up, get out of here with a win tonight.
Yeah, they don't have to put any more points on the board. They just need to see if they can hold on to the ball for the next 6 minutes.
Chucky Looney's going to stay in there. He will be the quarterback. To his right is Clifford Brown. Three receivers down here at the bottom of the screen. I don't know. Let's see if the North maybe tries to pop a long pass. They haven't done much tonight. Nope. The give is to Brown. Around the left side, 30-31 out of bounds at the 32-yard line. Well, every time he goes out of bounds, that's going to stop the clock.
Yeah.
It would be to his benefit, Brown's that is, and the North to stay in bounds.
Looks like they're now bringing Mason Espinosa in at quarterback.
Yep.
Quick switch there.
Espinosa back in. Give to Brown.
Nice cut.
Brown cuts to the outside. 40, 41-yard line. And again,
somebody tell that kid to fall
to
down
in bounds. Clifford jumps out of bounds to stop the clock. If he takes a step back in, not only would he have had a first down, the clock would keep going.
Correct. Yeah, somebody tell that, explain the situation to that kid.
From the shotgun, the North working first and 10 at their 40-yard line. Again, the give to Clifford Brown. He stays in the middle. And it's dropped for a yard loss. It will bring up a second and 11. And now the clock is moving. About 5:53 to play here in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Now, do you think in a game like this, Gary, that the thought is just run the clock out, or because this is a showcase, do you still want to let these kids have a chance to show what they can do?
Well, I think it's a little of both, and I think all these guys are competitors. Here's a pass completed to the tight end, Alex Evans, up near the midfield area, and that's going to be close to a first down. I think as competitors, it's kind of all of the above.
Okay.
Your strategy would say, well, as a competitor, run the clock out, but also pick up the win.
Yeah.
Pick up the win.
Right, do both.
Play it like it's a bowl game, which is, you know, and by virtue of that, you're showcasing what you can do.
A little draw play.
Draw play to Clifford Brown around the left side, midfield, inside the South territory to the South 49, and a first down, and that will keep the clock going.
It's an interesting play call on a third and two. A little draw that bounces to the outside. Worked well for them. They've been running the ball real well here, the North has, in the second half. And now they're running
now,
the clock down.
For some reason, the clock's not moving. Now they turn it on. Here we go. Espinosa. Again, the handoff to Brown. Clifford Brown stutter steps. 40, 30, 25, 20, 15. Finally knocked out of bounds at the 10-yard line. Obviously, that's going to be a first down for the North.
That was Gaskins. They made a quick change on us there while we were looking at the clock.
You're right. That is Gaskins.
That was Gaskins on a heck of a run. You'll see the replay here. Starts up the middle, bounces it to the outside. Great cut up through the run past about four red defenders right there. Finally run out of bounds by, was that number 17?
That was Okpono Ude. I hope I'm pronouncing his name correctly. That. He kept it from being a touchdown. Here's a hand to Gaskins again. He'll get a yard. It'll bring up a second and nine.
They inside. Oh, it's goal now. He must have got inside the 10 on that last run.
It will be a second and goal. For a minute, I thought they could still get a first down, but it's second and goal. Clock moving, 4:29, and North with the football. And now here comes Clifford Brown back into the game. He'll be in the backfield for the FCS North. Espinoza in the end zone, looking, pass there, throws it too far. He was trying to lead in the back of the end zone. He was trying to lead his receiver there.
Vaughn Cross. Up the road at Methodist.
And here comes another substitution. Cam Richmond comes back in, and Vaughn Cross is going to go out for the North. 4:11 to play. The North trying to score a touchdown here, or even if they settle for a field goal, that would still give them a pretty good lead. Espinoza fires into the end zone. Is it a touchdown? It's caught by the tight end, Alex Evans. And then as he's hit, did he fumble? They're going to rule it a fumble, or did he have the catch? It was right at the goal line. They're going to say it is a catch by Alex Evans, and then on the hit, he fumbles the ball.
We're going to have to check the replay out on that here.
Take a look at it right here. Evans, Alex Evans, the tight end. He's lined up down at the bottom of your screen.
Little slant.
Pardon me, at the top. Slant in. One, two. Yeah, he has possession. He's popped right there at the goal.
I think he was down.
I wouldn't mind seeing that again, see if his knee was down. And we will. All right, here we go. There's the catch.
It's hard to see where the ball is.
He's got the ball. And
oh, he was down.
I think he was down, too.
He was down. Do they have red challenge flags in this thing?
I don't think so.
That's right. There's no replay for them to even look at.
Brady Attaway, the quarterback for the South, works from his own end zone. The North is showing a blitz. Attaway's got to get some breathing room, and he connects out here up around the 10-yard line and finds Thomas Winters. Winters with about his, I think that's about his seventh catch tonight.
That's a huge call right there, Gary, because that's it. Even if they just kick the field goal there, it puts them up seven. Now, granted, the South has to go the 99 yards. But they've got the ball in their hands and have the opportunity to do it.
3:37 to play. The South working from a disadvantage. They have it at their 6-yard line. They trail by 4 points, 10-6. Second and five. Attaway back in the pocket. Throwing upfield. And has the pass caught. It's caught by LaDon Hudson. Hudson down the left lane. He's going to go all the way. Touchdown, the South. And they'll take the lead.
Wow.
LaDon Hudson, a name we've hardly even called tonight.
Wow.
Should be good for about a 94 touchdown reception by the South.
What a
Brady Attaway, sorry.
And catch.
And then Hudson had that open lane down the near side of the field to our side, and he takes it all the way. 94-yard touchdown reception for the South, and they take the lead 12-10 over the North. With 3:14 to play.
What a tremendous turn of events. I mean, the North was going in to score. There's the replay. Long gone.
Hudson, well, you're right, long gone. Here comes the extra point attempt by Dylan Lynch out of the hold of Chad Zinzini.
Now, this is important to make sure that it's a three-point lead.
Good point. You're right.
What a turn of events.
David Lynch kicked a 56-yard field goal in the first half, so this should be no problem for Lynch. David, a left-footed kicker out of the University of Jacksonville. Ready? And his PAT is going to be right down the middle.
Yep.
That's going to give the South a three-point lead at 13-10, but still enough time, 3:14, Brian.
So in the last 30 seconds, Gary, we had the North look like they were going in for the clinching touchdown on a questionable turnover where it looked to us on the replay that his knee was down before the ball hit the ground. And unfortunately here in this game tonight, they don't have replay to turn to. So you just got to go. The call on the field was a fumble. And two pass plays, one being for 94 yards for a touchdown. Now the South has their first lead of the game. 13-10 here with 3:14 to go.
So the South takes the lead, 13-10. The North now will, I think they're going to stay. I don't know whether they'll stay with Espinoza. Espinoza had great line of protection in the first half. Not so much in the second half.
I think they got to stay with Espinoza. He appears to be the better thrower of the ball. Looney did a lot of his damage on the ground, and they're going to need to throw the ball with 3 minutes to go. So I think they'll come back with Espinoza. I really do. Or if I was the North coach, that's the route I'd go.
South will kick it away. And the North is going to drop Clifford Brown back deep.
Wow.
And here comes the kickoff by Ray Early.
The South sideline is just buzzing now.
Wind blows the ball over, so Ray Early walk up, put it back up on the tee. Clifford Brown, one of the deep men, and the other man, I think, for the North might be Rodney Brown.
I believe it is, Gary.
So if we just say Brown takes the kickoff, we'll be clear. The kick by Early. High end-over-end kick, fielded by Rodney Brown at the 5 to the 10, the 20, 25, 22, pushed out of bounds, and probably a late hit. No question about a flag there as the South is going to be called for a late hit out of bounds.
Travis Crosby, what a foolish, foolish play.
Yep, not a smart play, not right now.
Look at this on the replay. Right here at the 25-yard line, he makes a great play, fights off the block, pushes and runs him out of bounds. They're like 4 yards out of bounds, and he shoves it for no reason at all.
Well, you mentioned earlier, you know, would they play this like a real game? Well, if there are, and we think there are scouts here watching, and this is a showcase, then that's not a very smart play. Because now you give the opponent pretty good field position. The
sure
North
does.
Will have it at the 38-yard line.
Sure there does. He made a great play. I mean, he fought off a block, made a great tackle because there was room to run. If Brown gets past it.
3:07 to play, and now a first and 10 for the North. They'll stay with Espinoza. Mason Espinoza is a quarterback. And in the backfield is Brown. Slant pass, incomplete. Looking inside was Mason Espinoza looking for Dante Jeter. And it's going to bring up a second and 10. That stops the clock with 3:05 to play.
I don't think that pass ever had a chance. Jeter was blanketed by the defensive back.
Three receivers up top, one to the bottom, Brown in the backfield. Quarterback keeper by Espinoza, 40, 45, 46, down at the 47-yard line. Clock moving inside 3 minutes. The North trailing by 3 points, and they have the football here on the replay. I don't think this was anything but a design play.
Exactly.
All the motion went left. Here comes Espinoza, stuttering steps to the right. Third and three, to be precise. Espinoza, pass
wide
in the middle of the field, complete. First down for the North. And the pass is complete to Mitchell Coquette. We haven't called his name since the first half. So here comes the North with 2:35 to play. They have it at the South 43-yard line. Receivers left and right. Brown in the backfield. Coquette, who just caught that pass, is down to the bottom of your screen in a wide-out position. Espinoza looking for him and throws it over Coquette's head.
Just threw it away. I think he thought he saw something and the defense didn't move, and so he just went ahead and threw it over the receiver's head to get out of bounds. It's not a big deal. Second and 10, stops the clock with 2:21 to go.
Here's a previous play, that pass complete a moment ago to Coquette that got the North a first down. Now it's a second and 10 for the North at the South 43-yard line. No pickup on the last pass attempt. Rush is shown. Espinoza, plenty of time. Ball in the air. And he almost connected with Cam Richmond. That's going to bring up a third down.
John Wilson, the safety, sliding over. Safety State, first time we've called his number tonight. He slid over, made a good play on the ball. Looked like he also had a chance at a pick there. It was close.
Two defenders right there.
It would have been a heck of a catch if he could have held on to that.
So a third and 10 for the North at the South 43-yard line. They may be in four-down position with 2:16 to play unless they going to rely on their defense. We'll see what happens after this pass.
Too deep.
And it's too deep. The receiver, Jeter, cut to the inside, Brian. The pass went outside.
I think they're going to punt and play defense. They've got all – how many timeouts do they have left? They've got all three timeouts left. I think this is a smart call. I think you punt, pin it, try to pin them deep, play defense, get a stop, use your timeouts to get the ball back.
David Lopez will come on holder, and the North is going to try a 60-yard field goal.
Whoa.
David Mothander will be the kicker. The holder is David Lopez right at the 50-yard line, so a 60-yard field goal attempt. And again, the Jumping Jacks begin on the defense. Placement. They kick.
Plenty of leg. Get up.
Let's see.
Get up.
It's good.
It's good.
Well, we've had a 56-yard field goal tonight. Now, that was a 60. Am I correct?
Yes, sir.
On the 56-yard earlier, but that one right there was 60 yards.
Wow.
And it ties the game. Take a look at this kick here. Watch this. Right at the 50, out of the hold of David Lopez. And the kicker, David Mothander, pops it right through. Look at this.
You can tell which way the wind's blowing. What bit of wind there is. And again, the ball boy couldn't make the grab.
And the ball boy took a hard one there. Poor guy.
He's been struggling tonight.
All right, my question is, in this Scout Bowl game, the FCS Scout Bowl senior game, there have been some particular rules we're not familiar with. One now enters my mind. Do they go into overtime?
Yeah, are we getting free football tonight if the score remains the same?
I really don't know. It's tied right now at 13-206 to play.
I mean, not to assume that it's going to end. There's plenty of time for the South to take the ball down the field to score. As they saw when they scored their touchdown, they scored two plays from 99 yards out.
David Mothander, who just popped through a 60-yard field goal, he'll kick away for the North and drop it back deep for the South. One of those is Darian Robinson. And the South is going to have the football with roughly two minutes to go. Right now, 2:06. Mothander has to walk up. Ball fell off the tee.
Tell you what, is penalty-ridden and kind of slow and boring as the third quarter was, Gary. This fourth quarter has had some fireworks in it.
Yep, they've made up for it.
They sure have.
Game tied at 13. Remember, David Lynch kicked for the South. He kicked a 56-yard field goal earlier. Here's the kickoff by Mothander. He pops it deep and kicks it out of the end zone. So a touchback.
Now, Ray Early, the other kicker for the South, made a 54-yarder. So they will have their choice of kickers if they're getting a field goal.
We've had a 56, a 54, and a 60-yard field goal tonight.
Yeah. It's pretty impressive.
No time off the clock, so 2:06. And the quarterback for the South is going to remain Brady Attaway.
Now, the important thing to remember on those lengths of those field goals, Gary, is they were all going to that end of the stadium, the north end of the stadium, which is the way the wind's blowing. So the South is going to the south end of the stadium, so they're going to have to kick into the wind a little bit.
Well, the South has it first and 10 at their 25-yard line with 2:06 to work with and only one timeout. The North still has three timeouts left.
Late substitution. Onto the field.
Thomas Winters hurries in. He'll be...
I don't think that's a sub. I think they didn't have enough out there.
He'll be a wide receiver. The open side of the field. Attaway back, looking upfield.
Over the middle.
Pass is complete up at the midfield area.
Again to LaDon Hudson.
It's Hudson.
Big touchdown kick.
Well, LaDon Hudson has certainly made his presence known here in the fourth quarter. Hudson with a 94-yard touchdown reception a moment ago. Now he catches.
And a 26-yard reception in the middle right there.
Right there in the middle of the field. A minute 50 to play. Here's the pass. You see Hudson. Right at the midfield area.
If I'm on the defense, I might want to cover number 6. He seems to have the hot hand right now.
Coming back in for the South is Thomas Winters. And coming out will be Montel Allen. First and 10 at the North 49-yard line with a minute 28 to play. The game tied at 13. From the shotgun, the snap to Brady Attaway. And what do we have now?
North call a timeout.
Well, they are going to play it like somebody, like it's a real game and somebody wants to win. This is good.
I like it. I like it.
The North has two timeouts left. The South has one. Game tied at 13 thanks to a 60-yard field goal a moment ago by the North's David Mothander.
Now, while we got a minute here, Gary, like we were talking about before with the field goals, the South has two big leg kickers, but they're going to be kicking into the wind. So they've got a problem. I would guess they've probably got to be feeling they've got to get to at least the 30-yard line for a relative field goal try with the way the wind is blowing. They're kicking into the wind. Probably be targeting the 20-yard line more than the 30, but they got to at least get another 20 yards, I would think, with the way the wind's blowing.
All right, the timeout is over. A minute 22 to play. The South has the football on a first and 10 at the North 49-yard line. Play is resumed. Receivers left and right, three to the short side of the field. A man up top on a one-on-one. An attaway from the shotgun. And he's going to give it to the lone running back. That's Vaughn Cross, who normally is a receiver. Now the clock is not moving.
The North team has called another timeout.
They just called another timeout. We'll stay here.
Both kickers for the South on the sideline loosening their legs up to be ready if coach calls their number.
A minute 16 to play in this football game. It's tied at 13. I would say the South right now is in David Lynch's territory.
Well, without the wind, I think you'd be right. I think you'd be right. Just think, 7 minutes on the game clock ago, it looked like the North was going to put this game away as they were down with third and goal before the turnover.
I see Lynch standing down on the sideline, kind of walking around.
He doesn't have his helmet on, and Ray Early does, so maybe it's Ray Early's turn in the rotation to take the kick, if in fact that's what the South coach is doing tonight.
All right, the timeout is over. Here comes the South out. They'll have it second and seven at the North 47-yard line with 1 minute 16 to work with. Attaway in the shotgun. Long count. Takes a snap. Three-step drop. Fires upfield. Pass is complete to Dante Jeter.
He's been the man in the fourth quarter.
And Jeter picked up a first down for the South. The FCS South definitely is in field goal range now. A first and 10 at the North 28-yard line.
And great pitch and catch there.
They're going to stop the clock again.
Well, he went out of bounds that time, so they don't have to call a timeout.
South breaks the huddle. They'll send two men down to the bottom of the screen.
Pay attention to the bottom. There's Jeter.
There's Jeter. You're right. From the shotgun, here's the snap to Brady Attaway. And he's going to give to Larry Gaskins. Or pardon me.
Flip the sheet.
To
That was Arnold Walker.
Arnold Walker. Less than a minute, the clock is moving. And it appears to me that the South, I think they're going to try to angle this straight into the middle of the field and get somebody in position to kick a field goal. Either Lynch or Ray Early, I would think, would come on.
I'm guessing looking like Early. Lynch doesn't even have his helmet on.
No one's attempting to stop the clock. 38 seconds to play. And in the backfield, Arnold Walker along with the quarterback, Attaway. Attaway takes a snap, gives to Arnold. Arnold picks up 2 yards, gets to the 25 on the right hash mark.
North just called their last timeout.
Now, Ray Early is down on the sideline for the South. He looks like he's going to be the man who's going to go in. And they're not going to go with Lynch. So the game, it looks like, it appears certainly, it's going to come down to this field goal attempt by the South, Ray Early. Although it's a 3rd and 8, so the South can run one more play, try to get a few more yards on that play, get a little bit closer for Ray. Now, Ray Early kicked a 54-yard field goal
yes,
in
sir.
The first
He's
half.
Got plenty of leg as well, so whichever kicker they go with, and like I said, it does look like it's going to be Early. Certainly, what, they're at the 25-yard line now, so that's a 42-yard attempt.
The South has one timeout left, so they can run this play, still call a timeout, and still get Ray Early in there to try the field goal, the game-winning field goal. 26 seconds left. The North is on the field. The South has yet to come out of their timeout.
Looks like the South's trying to decide whether they're going to run one more play or if they're going to kick it. And they're going to run one more play.
Trying to get it a little bit closer for Ray Early.
And basically, in effect, run the clock all the way down to where the field goal attempt would be the last play.
Nice strategy here by the South. They can take this play, take it down, call a timeout with really nothing left, and try to win the ball game. All right. Brady Attaway. And he turns around and looks at, I think that's Walker he has in the backfield with him. The snap to Attaway.
Hold on to the football.
They give to Walker. He plunges straight ahead. He may have gotten a yard or two and trying to get a little bit more in the center of the field. 18, 17, 16 seconds remaining. The South can hold it here. They'll have a fourth and six, but they're going to hold it, take it down, call a timeout, and obviously bring on Ray Early. Early already onto the field, and the timeout is called with 3 seconds left. So Ray Early will come out. The holder is Chad Cinzini. And let's see where they spot this. This will be for the game unless they play overtime, and we're really not sure about that particular ruling in this particular game.
The long snapper, number 51, Richard Wright, out of Liberty here in the Big South.
Right. Coastal Carolina locally here. They're in the Big South.
Yep.
They spot it at the 30. It'll be a 40-yard field goal.
And it will be Ray Early, as you said.
Well, can't go wrong, both Early and David Lynch.
Plenty of leg.
Pardon me, Dylan Lynch.
Plenty of leg.
All right, here it is. This is the game, we think, unless they play overtime. We're not sure about that. The placement, the kick, it's up. Is it good? If it is, the game is over in the South.
It's good.
It is good, and the South wins 16-13 on a 40-yard field goal by Ray Early. So a well-played game, particularly in the fourth quarter. And that's it. The South, the FCS South team, they defeat the FCS North team 16-13 is the final. Final comment from you, Mr. Brian Steffen.
Very entertaining game tonight. Started out, looked like North was going to take control. And then South pulled it out with some big plays in the final part of the fourth quarter.
All right, our thanks to Georgia St. Lawrence of the CDFL. Our thanks to the Sports Network. Our thanks also, of course, to Prodigy Launch as Mr. Matt Burkhead. For Brian Steffen, that will do it for me. Gary Griffith, we're here in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. The FCS South, they defeated the FCS North 16-13. Thank you for listening.